Castle told about 120 people who showed up for the first of two Monday meetings at the Pioneer Park Exhibit Hall that borough officials are facing some hard decisions on how to catch up on long-deferred facility maintenance because the state is no longer able to fund those projects.
We've had a business model that has worked for 40-some years. The state of Alaska has helped us out periodically when we needed buildings built or major repair work on buildings. The state of Alaska was fairly flush, and they sent us money every year.
But the mayor says the crash in oil prices 4 years ago that's dried up state revenues and funding for municipalities has broken that business model.
We haven't really been paying our way.
Castle says the borough can't pay for the needed work through its operating budget. He says that's why he's drafting a long-term plan to catch up on maintenance, and it's why he's proposing to ask voters this fall to approve issuing bonds to pay for the work.
Priority one in my budget this year is to stop digging the hole that we've been digging by not paying. We've been deferring maintenance on our buildings.
To illustrate the problem, Castle presented a list of the top 10 facilities in the borough that are most in need of maintenance and that are likely to be among the most expensive to fix.
We looked at the six-year work plan for what we need to accomplish at these facilities. That totals $283 million worth of work.
The estimated price tag to replace the 10 facilities and maintain them over 50 years is even steeper.
If we replaced them and we did all the maintenance required, we're looking at $438 million.
The 10 facilities include some of the Fairbanks area's most popular and beloved attractions, beginning with the 85-year-old riverboat Nenana. The list includes three other Pioneer Park facilities, the Centennial Center and the Gold Dome and Pioneer Hall museums, all built more than 50 years ago. Also, the Borough Animal Shelter, Big Dipper Ice Arena, Carlson Center, Borough Administration Center, and all three area swimming pools.
All these facilities contribute to quality of life in our community. They all mean something. They all have value or we wouldn't be doing them.
The mayor says demolishing any of these facilities would diminish the quality of life and create other problems, such as fewer services and lost jobs. Many of those attending Monday's early meeting favored repairing most of the facilities. A majority also supported closing the Hammy and Mary Cy pools and opening an aquatic center to take their place. Audience member Sherry George says those are the types of investment in the community that she thinks borough residents should support.
I don't have a problem with that. You know, I come from a place where the taxes were relatively high. I mean, here the taxes are like nothing.
Mike Prox said he'd favor hiking user fees for people who want to use such facilities as swimming pools instead of hiking property taxes. He says borough officials should make the fiscal impact of bond issues clear when they're asking residents to consider voting for those ballot measures.
Those questions should be phrased when we're making a collective decision like this. How much do you want to force your neighbor to pay?
Mickey Bateman says if the borough is so short on money, maybe none of the projects are affordable.
Meetings like this will help people come to the realization that the money's gone. Yeah. The money is gone, and we have to make different decisions. And, you know, people aren't ready to hear that.
Borough officials say they're ready to hear more input from the public, especially in the coming weeks, while Castle and his staff are drawing up next fiscal year's budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.